Hey there. Because you're listening to this podcast, we at Blue Wire want you to know this. One, we freaking love you. And two, we want to learn more about you. Help us make more content you'll love by filling out a survey you can find in the description of this podcast. You'll help us out a ton, and you'll have a chance to win a Blue Wire t-shirt, hoodie, or a pair of AirPods. We appreciate you, hope you're staying safe, and want you to enjoy this podcast.
The news of maybe we're not going to play a season came out that day, right as we were teeing off. I was on the phone for the entire front nine. My head was not in the game. Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 16. We don't number our episodes anymore, but if we did, this would be episode 16. Everybody's in a different place again. We're all over the map. We're going to tackle some different subjects today. We got a desert island for the people. Desert island for this week is top three TV shows, I guess, that you'd want to have on a desert island. Tying desert island into...
You had Netflix. You had your Netflix subscription.
It's a great island you're on. A real nice island.
Yeah, this island's incredible. You got movies. You got snacks. Now you got TV shows.
You don't have any of your pet peeves there, so you're always happy.
Yeah, you keep your pet peeves off the island. It's seriously an incredible island. And the topic today for the desert island is TV shows. Dakota, do you want to kick it off with worst best?
Yes, Ian, I would love to. The worst part of my day was just the hangover I'm feeling today. Had a long weekend in Chicago with some of my buddies from college. And
did you get invited by Ian to hang out at all?
I actually told them that I'd be in the Chicago area and
crickets.
I basically got like, oh, cool, man.
Can we clarify where you were in Chicago?
I mean, it's like, I actually hate when people do this. So I'm upset I said that, but I hate when people say like, ooh, I'm in Detroit and they're like 40 minutes outside Detroit. I mean, I was in Tinley Park, which is like 30 minutes outside Chicago. So really I wasn't in Chicago, but if I say Tinley Park, everyone's like, where the fuck's Tinley Park?
But I said to Dakota, I said, hey, some of the bars, some of the restaurants, some of the outside areas is opening. If you come to the city, let me know. He didn't come to the city. He then didn't let me know.
That's true. Because it was a guy's weekend. My buddy's fiance, whose house we were at, was out of town. So guy's weekend. We just stayed in, played some cards, throw some dice.
It looks sick on your Snapchat. I think you guys had a fun time.
It was very fun. That's why the worst part of my day is how I feel today. The best part of my day though was, well, I guess really the best part of my weekend was just seeing all my buddies from college that I hadn't seen in probably like 5-6 months, something like that. So good time seeing the boys from Michigan State again.
Shout out Sparties.
Shout out Spartans. Go green.
Zach, what's the best?
I had a pretty good day. I'd say the worst part, I think Dakota can attest to this too, is so for our podcast, we've been told and advised to use our computers, our laptops that we have. And I mean, mine is from 2013 when I graduated high school going into college. So I got a Mac. I mean, it's old and it's big. So I was like, okay, if I get an adapter for my iPad, I can just use my iPad instead of my big brick laptop that I have. And so I was getting ready to go. We had the podcast going and the app said this accessory is not made for iPads. Thought I was going to beat the system. Dakota did too. And we both were upset.
Wasn't happy about it.
No,
you hate to see it.
Yeah, you know, just lugging it. You know, if we're ever, you know, when we play again, just taking this thing through security is very annoying. But it is what it is.
It's the big leagues. You won't have to go through security. You don't like it, play better.
It's a good point. Great incentive. Best part was we had a family day on the golf course today, and there was like a little match going on throughout the club, and I ended up playing very well and won some money. Went home with and then. Won some more money playing against my brother later in the day, too. So it was a good money-filled day on the golf course.
Dakota, did you hear that at the club? A little drop and a little subtle at the club?
No, it's not. It's no Spanish Oaks.
I mean, and I want to be on your side, but I just can't because we know you love to flaunt. Like, oh, I'm a scratch golfer. I go all the time to all these nice places. Like, we get it. And you're very good. You're upset. Zach tried to throw it in there. Okay. Go to your worst best. Okay. Move on.
Thank you.
Zach, quick question. What's your handicap right now?
I don't have an official one, but I played this morning as a 2.
We should probably start keeping that if you're going to play money games, huh?
I know. But I played in one yesterday morning too, and there was no strokes or anything, so it didn't come into play. And
I mean, just respect the game, man. I'm an 18.
You're a sandbagger, though, low key.
Oh my god!
When you get some double Jack and Cokes in you, you're a sandbagger.
I would never drink on the golf course. It's disrespectful to the game I love.
Worst part of my day is wanting to record this podcast before 8:30 p.m. on Sunday when it's going to be out in 12 hours and not being able to because Dakota was having
Zach
was golfing.
No. Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that evil on me. Because Dakota I told you on Thursday, I gave you like a week. I think like last episode I told you, I was like, hey, I'll be out of town next weekend. We got to wait and record on Sunday. And I told you I wouldn't be home until 3. And then this morning I text you at 8:30. I say, hey, I'm going to be home at noon, just so you know, if you want to knock it out.
I can't. I got all these phone calls. I'm busy. Sorry. Zach's like, yeah, I got
tee times, dude. I golf every day. You don't know that? I mean, it's not my fault. I was ready to go. I've been ready to go the last 8 hours, but somehow it's put on me. I don't know.
Would have loved to record earlier in the week and be done by now. But hey, you know, I'll grind it out. I'll grind it out for the boys. I will do that. Don't worry. I will do it. I'll put it on myself.
You're gross. You're just gross. But I know.
The one thing I will give Ian is that he didn't drop it on us today. Hey, 5 minutes podcast.
He quite literally FaceTimed us and said, you guys are ready to go.
No, but I gave him a window. No, he did today. He was like, hey, it's going to be around 8 or 9 central time. I'll give him that. I'm going 1-1.
Nice job.
1-1.
Best part of my day. I had a great dinner down the Chicago River. RPM Seafood, shout out. No free ads.
Thank you.
But really great dinner on the patio out there by the river.
What'd you have?
Nice to be able to sit outside. I had fish tacos. I had a little seafood appetizer, little fish tacos.
Can you guess what I ate today for dinner? Think about what day it is and then think about what I would have eaten.
You have some za?
Dog.
Sunday's pizza day. Come on.
What's the pizza joint in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, well, guess where I got it from? The GOAT. Stone. The GOAT fast food, Little Caesars.
Oh, disgusting.
It's the GOAT fast food pizza, baby.
Zach, I believe that you have a I believe you're an Is That So moment of the week.
Yes. So when I was away, I let my family drive my car and I get home and something's rattling in the back and I'm like, okay, this definitely wasn't the case when I left for spring training. Everything was fine. And I bring it up to my parents. I'm like, hey, like what's that noise, you know, coming from in the back of the car? Like whatever. They're like, oh, we haven't heard anything. Must've just happened. I'm like, yeah, sure. No, I believe you. No. Just give me no reason.
So it's just
no happened. Reason not to believe you.
Can we talk a little bit about these shirts, about Obvious shirts? I think it's awesome that we have merch.
I think it's incredible. Yeah. I had a few kids. I had one kid who I didn't even play with at school, but I just know him from being there, text me and says, hey, or sent me a screenshot of him ordering one.
I love that.
It's incredible.
I think we need an Is That So and a No Really I Believe You shirt.
Let's ask the fans. Should we have Is That So as a new shirt coming out?
I think No Really I Believe You would be a quality
one too.
I have my Is That So moment of the week is brought to you by Anthony Rizzo.
Weird brag. You're friends with Anthony Rizzo.
Friend of the pod. Shout out. His episode vaulted us to 30 on the charts.
29. I saw 29 at one point.
So we get done playing golf and we're on 17 or 18. And Riz hits me with, hey, man, I don't have any cash. You got cash to tip the caddy. Is that so? Forgot your wallet, huh? No cash on you? Hey,
Riz, we know you're on a team-friendly deal, but come on.
And he forgot about it until right when it was time to pay him, too. He's like, shoot. Yeah, I'll Venmo you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, luckily I won the bet. So Riz bet me and another guy we were playing with individually. So Riz beat that guy. I beat Riz. So the 100 just got to me. So I was able to.
Quick weird brag. We're just throwing out. We're just trying 100. To slide right past. I mean, 100's just a light day, you know, nothing crazy. Nice, easy 100 bucks. What'd you
shoot? Tough day on the course. Front nine. Okay. Could not for the life of me make a par. The news of maybe we're not going to play a season came out that day right as we were teeing off. I was on the phone for the entire front nine. My head was not in the game. I was not there. I shot 42 on the front. And then the bet, though, was for the back. Riz saw I was a little down, a little distracted. He said, I'll bet you $100 on the back nine. You give me three shots. And I said, okay. So locked it in, shot two under on the back to shoot 75. Absolutely smoked him. I just
sandbagger.
Hey, sometimes you got to do it. If it's for the 100, sometimes you got to do it.
But no, we seriously believe you went 42, 43, whatever it was, to two under.
My game's tight. You want to see what my handicap is right now?
Yeah.
Let's talk about a humble brag. I'm actually pissed about this because it's too low and I'm not going to be able to win money anymore. Yeah, but
is that so?
For everyone who's not watching this, it's plus 0.7. I'm now a plus handicapper, which is terrifying because if I go home and try to play to a plus 7, I'm going to get fleeced.
I think I would have beat you straight up today.
I think I would have had the most fun out of us three today.
That's true. I got a new. I'm making a new putter too. I got a new putter coming. So
I haven't.
Shout out to me.
This is gonna suck, but I need wood to knock on. I haven't three putted in my last three to four rounds.
I'm gonna need some wood to knock on. I haven't not three putted in my last 5 to 10 rounds.
The last round that we played together, maybe the last two that we played together, the putter wasn't working for you.
Golf's not my game. I'm not ashamed of that. Do I still get upset? Yeah. Did I try to break my driver yesterday? I might have. I might have slammed it on the ground as hard as I could, hoping the head would just snap off. It didn't.
Did you end up finding your rescue by chance that you left in Arizona?
I don't know what happened to that one. I was dragging it outside the cart. It got like stuck under the wheel and got all scuffed up. And then I lost it around the wooded area somewhere. I don't know where it ended up. Someone threw it in the woods or something. I don't know.
I honestly think Dakota has the most fun he's ever had playing golf with us, though. Who says no?
I'm going to be honest.
I don't think he does.
Shout out Scott Efros. I love playing with Efros. I think it is so fun to play with him.
Scott finds his way into every episode one way or another.
I actually have a Scotty Efros question of the day. It's from Pete Unmatched. For the next podcast, what is your most memorable game you've played in besides your debut? And he loves the content of the podcast.
It's not my debut. That's probably not my most memorable.
Hmm.
You have to have one, wouldn't you, Zach?
That's a good point.
Most memorable game you've played in?
Most memorable?
Like, what do you mean by most memorable? Like my favorite or like just...
I would say, yeah, it's got to just be most memorable. I'll give mine. I mean, it could be your most memorable personally. I think I will give my most memorable game I've played in personally. At Wrigley, ESPN game, I hit two home runs against the Cardinals, and I got a curtain call in 17, and that was probably my most memorable because the curtain call was really cool.
You know what would have been really nice when you had the curtain call? Is if you had that full head of hair you had on now.
Man, it really would have been.
I think
I actually did because I was a little bit younger. I did still have hair.
I think you've always had a beautiful head of hair, Ian.
I don't know if I believe you. Most memorable. I mean,
was there like a game in college where you hit 800 homers?
No, I did have six. Oh my God. Mother's Day. I had six hits in one game.
In a college game?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Mine most memorable one. Like, do you want it to be a good one or a bad one? We'll do a bad one. Cause why not? Who cares? First one that came to mind was my last year in college when we were playing Michigan. It was a Friday night. So when we play Michigan, we do Friday at their place, Saturday at our place, Sunday back at their place, and then it flip-flops every year. So you just go 2-1. I came in. Our starter got hurt in the first or second inning. So we had to go to the pen early. So I ended up coming in the game in like the 7th and was pitching into the 13th. Or maybe it was the 12th. I was like 5 innings in or something. Ended up giving up a walk-off single, and I came into the dugout and punched the bench as hard as I could, and I thought I broke my hand. That's probably the most memorable that comes to mind.
Did you punch with your right hand or your left hand?
Oh, it was the right hand. I was very upset.
Nice.
It was a Friday night under the lights. It was a packed house. There was 1,000 scouts behind the plate.
I just don't know if I can ever get behind punching something.
You haven't been mad enough in your life.
No, I have. Like, I've broken a bat. Like, I get that, but like...
I'll punch myself in the face if there's nothing to punch.
I had a bad one where I got in the habit because I didn't want to throw my helmet in the new dugout. The old dugout, you could throw helmets down tunnels or whatever. The new dugout, it's bigger but kind of crowded. So if you throw your helmet, you're probably going to ricochet and hit the manager, and you definitely don't want to do that. So I got in the habit of slamming my helmet against the bat rack and holding on to it. And as I would hold on to it, I would hit the side of my hand. And I did it twice in a row in the span of 1 or 2 days. And I thought I broke my hand. I thought, and I was like, this is, I can't do this.
I've switched to being a glove throw guy instead of a bench puncher now.
I like to let things go. If I can throw it and release it, mm-hmm. I know it's probably not going to hurt me. Same here. To let anger out. You know what I miss about baseball? Let's say a couple of things we miss about baseball. You know what I miss about baseball? I miss being able to throw things. I miss getting angry. I miss being mad. How about that?
I don't think I miss getting angry, because when I have a shitty outing and I come in the dugout, there's no anger that's beat that in my life.
Why don't you say something that you miss about baseball?
I miss the feeling of striking someone out.
I
miss the feeling of saves more than anything. Saving a game, sick feeling. When you get the last out and you go right in to shake the catcher's hand, awesome.
Quick side note about Dakota saving games. This spring training, Dakota finished a game and walked directly into the dugout. So he must not like the feeling of tapping the catcher that
much. I took 2 steps towards the dugout because it was the top of the ninth and it's spring training. So I'm like, maybe we're still going to play the bottom of the ninth to get at bats for guys and get innings for guys. Like, sorry, I'm trying to get everyone to get their work and I want everybody else to get better too. My bad.
Is that so? Zach, what do you miss about baseball? Go.
I miss the feeling of being hot that you just can't get out.
Oof. Nothing like that.
No, that's a really good feeling.
Somebody asked me the other day, what's a better feeling, hitting a long home run or hitting a drive 300 yards down the middle? Man. And I would say it's pretty easy. You don't hit that many home runs. Like, you theoretically.
Oh, right.
I was gonna
theoretically
say,
you can golf. Hit a drive. Yeah.
Say golf, I'm turning off my mic right now. Right. I'm going
no.
ahead.
Like, no. Theoretically, you can hit a drive down the middle every hole.
Honestly, I think you can compare, you know, like being hot for a whole round. Like, hitting a home run is so difficult. And, you know, like, that's why none people hit a lot of them. But, like, staying hot for a whole round in golf is a feeling like that. You're like, wow, I just blacked out. And, like, on home runs, you're like, wow, I just blacked out.
The best hitters in the world hit a home run 5% of their bats.
Oh, that's facts.
Right. I think Barry Bonds in his heyday prime was like 10%.
Is that good?
We need Nico, the fact checker, for that.
RIP.
Do you guys want to jump into Desert Island?
Yeah, let's do it.
The top 3 TV shows for the Desert Island, Dakota.
My number one favorite TV show of all time is The Office. I feel like that'll be a very popular one.
Dakota, are you saying that so that all the fans will love you? Are you like, oh, The Office, one of the most popular TV shows of all time?
I mean, I've watched it no less than 8 times all the way through. So if you think I'm fake, then whatever, Ian. But no, I'm not just saying that for the fans. It actually is my favorite TV show of all time.
I just didn't want anybody to think that you were pandering to them. I wanted to make sure that they knew that you're a real fan.
I would never do that. I have way too much respect for our fans. My second would probably be, and I still get upset thinking about this one. But Game of Thrones is still probably my second favorite TV show of all time. And I'm still so pissed about the way they ended it. I'm so upset about the last season. I don't even want to talk about it any more than this. But it's my second favorite TV show of all time.
I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that either. Because, Zach, you don't like The Office. You don't like Game of Thrones.
That's not true.
You could go live in South Korea.
No, I said I said I didn't love The Office.
Exactly. Communist. See ya. And then my third one's a tough one because I like watching TV shows. I'm not as much of a movie guy as I am a TV guy because I like getting into series. 24 was probably my favorite or my third favorite. I watched that in college and it's like the show title says, 24 episodes, an hour each. And I think there was 8 seasons and I watched all 8 of 24 episodes. So it's a full day of watching shows, probably 3 weeks. Because it was fantastic. A lot of energy. Kiefer Sutherland, great actor.
Kiefer Sutherland, great actor. The kill count in that show, too. I don't know if you've ever done kill counts on movies or TV shows. It's incredible because you love to see a little, like, judo chop, little yeah. Kiefer Sutherland like killing people with fire hydrants or something. But this dude's kill count in that show is out of control. He's murdering everyone.
Quick honorable mention, just finished watching it. Homeland, also a fantastic show. Sorry, Zach, go ahead.
My number one is Friends.
Really? I mean, you're not going to get a lot of people that are going to disagree with Friends.
No, Zach, you know I love Friends. But
I know. And my number two.
It's a sitcom.
Dude, you know I don't like.
It's something you throw on in the background and you're like, I don't even hear it, but it's there. And it's
Then my number two is there too.
It's probably How I Met Your Mother.
Yep, you're damn right.
And you know I love How I Met Your Mother.
I know, but you also know me. You know me where I am not a TV, any type of anything like that kind of guy.
I'm not even arguing against the show because I love both those shows. But yeah, all right. Hey, it's for you. It's not for me. These aren't on my island. They're on your island. Go ahead. What's your third?
This guy's island has a lot of sitcoms. He actually has a live studio audience on his island. And so he watches these and the live studio audience cheers with him.
And guess what? They all brought their desert island items too. So guess what? We have a lot of desert island items.
I think it's also the fact I've seen Friends and How I Met Your Mother so many times that like.
And then my number third, speaking of so many times, is Entourage.
I can't. Again, I can't argue it.
You can't.
But those just aren't even I think of like favorite shows, those aren't the kind of shows I think of.
Right. And I also I've never seen a bunch of shows that are, I'm sure, very good.
Like Sons of Anarchy didn't come to your head. Like
tried watching that. I watched Breaking Bad.
I didn't like Breaking Bad either. I just threw it in there.
And that's what I'm saying. I didn't like it. I was just like,
I was not.
Yeah. It's like my brothers love it. And I'm just like, eh.
The fact you never got into Game of Thrones, though, is still my biggest regret. If I could wish one thing for your life, it's for you to be able to get through Game of Thrones and be able to get through Harry Potter. Because if you can do those two things, I think your life gets exponentially better.
Those are the two things that I have less than negative 5,000% of interest in.
Game of Thrones is different, though. You'd actually like Game of Thrones.
I don't know if I would. I've tried.
Ian, just salvage us, please. You got to
have something better. Dakota, how can you be that into Game of Thrones and be that upset with the end?
How
is it still your favorite?
What was it, six seasons or seven? I forget how many seasons. Because the first before the last season, it was by far the best show ever created. It swept the universe. Not just the nation, the universe would sit on pins and needles waiting for that new episode to come out every week. Oh, it was so good. And then they just rushed the last season. I don't know why, but they went way too fast and tried to have way too much happen in too short of amount of time. And they just kind of ruined it. But
so you're upset because you wanted more.
I wanted them to finish out the storylines more. They didn't explain enough of what I needed to know. And I feel like they just tried to rush through everything. When you have a masterpiece, take your time.
You were so invested you needed closure.
My Twitter would be filled with Game of Thrones content when that show was on. When that show ended, people were absolutely freaking out.
Deservedly so. It was that bad of an ending. Ian?
All right. I'm going to start with which is probably my number one, but I'm going to say it first because you guys are going to be like, what the fuck is that? The West Wing is my number one TV show. It's incredible. It is Martin Sheen is the president.
It's from 1944.
Yeah, I think the first season was in 98 or 99. Rob Lowe's in it. It's a wonderful television show. You guys are just.
I love political shows, but I can't watch old. I'm so pampered now and spoiled. Like, I get so sick of looking at like old graphics.
House of Cards wasn't old. You didn't like
House of Cards? Stunk. Wrong. Stunk. Like if it's not HD, it actually bothers me now. I don't know why. Like to my eyes, I get upset. Like the first three Star Wars, I have a hard time watching because it's so old.
Yeah, me too.
You're spoiled. You got the Ozarks in your backyard. You know,
I said I was spoiled. That's spoiled. Why I prefaced it.
Spoiled rotten.
My number two is Entourage. I absolutely love Entourage. The rewatching at the compound definitely. Brought back my love for it. I think it's an incredible show. Watched it multiple times. I know it's not that exciting because Zach already said it, but I'm an Entourage guy.
I'd put Entourage in like the Office category, like those kind of shows. But I think like Friends and How I Met Your Mother are like.
Hang on. So, all right, let me. I'll take mine out then for your entourage. I'll take entourage out and substitute one more thing.
Please.
I'm confused, but go ahead.
Sopranos.
Ooh, see, that's a good one. That was a good one.
But like, I would enjoy watching Friends and How I Met Your Mother more than Sopranos, probably because they're an hour long episodes.
Dakota, were you a Sopranos guy?
Never seen it.
Oh, great show. You should watch it. Great show.
The thing is, for me, with new shows, they got to draw me in quick.
Yeah, and that will not.
And
that
that's why helps, bro. House of Cards I've Zach's argued with me on this plenty of times. He's like, you got to give it a chance. I got 8 episodes in on House of Cards, and I was still falling asleep midway through every single episode. I couldn't do it. I thought it was the boringest show I've ever watched. I love political shows. I think they're awesome. I told you, I watched Madam Secretary because I was just like, I just love whenever anything's in the White House. I think it's so interesting.
My third is Prison Break.
Great show. But also, to me, kind of cheesy.
I was going to say, I give Prison Break a good show review. I gave it like a 6.1.
Something was going to happen every episode where it's like, oh, how's he getting out of this one?
This is the thing about Prison Break. The first season
fantastic,
was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Seasons 2 and 3 were basically the same thing. And then season 4 was a nice conclusion to the series.
But season 4, when he was locked up in wherever, like the different country.
China or some Pakistan.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like Mexico.
I think it was Mexico.
It was like Pakistan or something, I thought. Or not. It was like some the way I imagine it in my head is it's someplace they speak Mandarin. That's all I got in my head. That's, there's some Chinese.
Two completely different parts of the world.
It's over there. It's over across the oceans. Not Central America. It was over there.
But I think the first season of Prison Break might have been one of the best single seasons of television that's ever been made.
You know what's fun? I couldn't imagine watching these shows live where you have to wait.
Couldn't imagine.
It is – see, and I like Prison Break, but it's blasphemy that you're going to tell me season one is one of the best. Game of Thrones had 4 separate seasons better than that one season.
Not a Game of Thrones guy.
I mean, the world's against you. Like, you're not going to win this argument. You got 98% of the world against you on that argument.
That's true.
Like I said, that's okay. It's your island. You don't have to watch what you don't want to watch on your island.
People are probably going to hate us for disliking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they should. They should, because you're missing out on something wonderful.
Question about golf. Do you think that these guys are tearing up the course right now, or they tore up the court this weekend because there were less fans?
I think it helped. I think it was just like they're playing around with their buddies, and they're really good at that.
That's what I was playing with a guy today, and he was saying it really shows what they can do when, you know, they're just feels like they're playing a regular round.
I think the course is pretty soft too, but how about our boy Joel Damon?
Joel Damon.
Friend of the pod, and he goes out with a 54-hole lead, puts on a show.
Love to see it. Ian, do you believe when Zach told us that he shot a 5-under, do you believe he shot a 5-under? Or do you think it was at like a putt-putt course?
I mean, he didn't actually tell us much about it. We didn't get a lot of details. So
He just kind of like slipped in with I shot a 5-under today. I'm like, so okay, you got a career low and didn't say anything to us?
Yesterday in the money.
No, really, man. I believe you. No, really.
No, yeah. Really. Zach, I believe you. That's the thing. You know I do.
Yesterday,
I believe you.
I made the turn at 4-under and had a double on a par 5, and that threw my head in a loop.
What I do actually believe is a double on a par 5. I believe that.
Yeah, I was in the fairway and tried to muscle up, tried to swing as hard as humanly possible. Hit one right on the edge of OB. Tried to punch out twice, couldn't. Made a 7. I think I ended up shooting 69.
Nice.
What's the yardage on this course?
It's not very long. Wait, a course where it's
a par 74.
No, that was yesterday. It's par 70. It's short, but it's like it's a shot shaping place. So I figured it out. We're playing Wolffield tonight. Figured it out and picked a good time to play well.
It's exciting to hear. We're all happy about your game, and we definitely believe you, right, Dakota? Definitely. No,
I do. I believe you. I'm not even tired right now either. I believe myself when I say that.
All right. Let's give the people the screen times.
Zach, what'd you get?
331.
I got 449, but two and a half of it was you, me using my maps to drive home. Not making excuses, but
I believe you.
Is that so?
I promise you. I'm going to grab my phone. You can go ahead and say yours. I'll show you guys.
5 hours and 26 minutes for me.
Oh, all 5 hours for me. I was on the phone.
I'm not making excuses.
This better go the way I think it's going to go. Well, it's already looking good. Because most used is already Google Maps. Okay, hour 33.
Oh, yeah.
On Google Maps.
What was the time before he had to show us? Like two and a half hours? No, really.
It's 1:33. Like, what do you want
from me? Really. We believe you, Dakota. We believe you.
That would put me down to 326, 316, which is lower than Zach. So I win.
Dakota, tell the people what they need to do. We had our best 1 week episode listens, downloads from the Rizzo episode. We got to top 30, above 30, maybe 28 on the charts.
29.
What do people need to do? Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, unsubscribe, download, rate, tell them.
I want them to do all the things you said, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, like, and I want to see pictures of broken thumbs.
I want tape on the thumbs.
If you're not taking arthritis medication by the end of the how many times you like, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, you're doing something wrong.
That's episode 16 of the Compound Podcast, coming to you live from definitely not the Compound.